Quiet Time 3. New in Christ. Welcome to Day 3 of camp. It is crazy to think that we are halfway through camp already. But here is the thing, the Lord has so much more that He desires to do in your life this week. If we are honest, yesterday was a weighty day. We dealt with the reality that we are sinners, our sin has consequences, and Jesus gave His life to pay the penalty of our sin. Before we move on, take a moment to reflect on what the Lord did in your life yesterday. Reflection questions. 1. Were you convicted of a particular sin or area of life where you were seeking satisfaction outside of God's plan for your life? If so, what was it? 2. How does knowing that Jesus paid the penalty of your sin and only a right relationship with God satisfies the soul change the way you view life? This morning we are going to open our Bibles to Ephesians, where we see that a relationship with the Lord produces transformation in the life of a believer. Take a moment to listen to Ephesians chapter 4 verses 17 to 19. Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. These verses describe the lifestyle of people who do not know the Lord. How does Scripture describe their lifestyle? Or what are the characteristics of someone who does not know Jesus? Take a moment to answer these questions before continuing. The way this passage describes the Gentiles probably has some similarities to the way we lived before we met Jesus. We did not understand that God's will was best for us. We walked in darkness. We were alienated or separated from God. We were greedy and lived impure lives. What similarities do you see between this description of the Gentiles and your life prior to meeting Christ? Take a moment to answer this question. The good news is that even though our past may reflect this description of the Gentiles, that is no longer who we are in Christ. Continue in the passage by listening to Ephesians chapter 4 verses 20 to 24. Ephesians chapter 4 verses 20 to 24 says, "But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about Him and were taught in Him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." This passage paints a picture of the transformation that takes place in the life of every believer. It reminds us that our walk of faith is like changing clothes. We are continually putting off the old, filthy ways of the flesh. We are also continually putting on the new self that has been created after the likeness of God. Those who have placed their faith in Jesus are continually being transformed into the likeness of Christ. This should be no surprise because after all, we were originally created in the image and likeness of God. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. By faith in Christ, we are being made into who we were originally created to be. Before you conclude your quiet time, this morning take a moment to reflect on what Christ has done in your life since you surrendered to Him. Reflection questions 1. What is a sinful habit from your past that you have been able to put off by faith? 2. What are some Christ-like habits that you have been able to put on since coming to know Christ? As you conclude your quiet time this morning, consider making this your prayer. Lord, thank you for what you have done in my life. Thank you for helping me to put off my sinful habits and put on Christ-likeness. I pray that you will continually help me to see sin in my life, turn from it, and trust that your will and ways are what is best for me. In Jesus' name, amen.